how the government has shaitan and the meetings for Allah and the Quran and the Creed. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina ala al-Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. وعلى أهل بيته الأطيبين الأجرين من نتولى ومن أعدائه نتبرع إلى الله. اللهم كن لوليك المقتدي الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك الوفاء وتمتعه فيها طويلا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Just to recap, it was mentioned yesterday that Shaitan has laid all his traps and he catches especially Mu'mineen and he is the sworn enemy. And throughout our lifetime, he works hard. And if he was unlucky in trapping us, the last spot where he can easily catch is the moment of one's death, when a person is giving away his life. And we have loads of riwayat, reports from Masumin, as to how people who lived as mu'mineen die as kuffar. And it may so happen that people who lived as kuffar, they may die as mu'mineen in the last moments of their life. So Iman is one of those blessings, like every other blessing that Allah has given to us, it is not guaranteed that it will stay with us until the last moment. So we have to secure it in the best possible way. And one of the tips that was mentioned yesterday is that we have to deposit this Iman of ours with Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And as it was mentioned as a homework yesterday, and if those who couldn't follow, we remind them once again that to get some time with wuzu, with tahara, facing qibla, sit and talk to Allah a few minutes. And bring to your mouth, to your tongue, to your words, what your iman is. If you want to get some help, you can look into these du'as, for example, Ziyarat Ali Yaseen. Towards the end of this Ziyarat Ali Yaseen, there or Dua Adila, or if you have access to Talqeen, which is recited by a person who has died and in the grave, look at the Talqeen. We say that death is haq, it's right. And the arrival, the questioning of Munkir and Nakir, it's haq. And then the accountability is haq. Barzakh is haq. Grave is haq. Heaven is haq, hell is haq. So all these are the aqaid of ours. And then you list the prophets that you have faith in them, the imams that you have faith in them. And at the end of this talk, which is a one-to-one chat with Allah, then you submit this aqeedah and safe deposit it with Allah. And tell him that this is an amanat which is being secured with you. And in time of need, when I will want it back, return it back to me. And Allah is the best of those who can be trusted, and He will give that amanat back to you. And a person, he will win and shaitan will lose. It's a simple and easy tip, because in this busy schedule that we have in our day-to-day lives, we might not get time as to what is going to happen with us. So all these are little tips that we can apply. We talked a little bit on takfir. Takfir is covering as to how Allah Ta'ala, due to His grace and mercy upon mu'mineen, covers the wrong that they have done throughout their life. Now, when He covers in different ways. Sometimes He afflicts a person with disease, with illness, with shortfalls, with problems, with afflictions in his life. And this is either to forgive that person or to elevate his rank here in this dunya or to give him higher promotions in the hereafter. So when Allah afflicts an individual, it's for either of these two reasons. So what do we do? Normally the habit is that we become restless, we start nagging, complaining as to why did Allah have to show all His rage and power and wrath onto us? This is bad. This is the sign of a weak iman. A mu'min who has a strong iman, he doesn't complain, but those who are better off, they neither complain, but they are thankful to what Allah has given them, whether it's good or whether it's bad, whether it's ugly or whether it's beautiful. I'll quote you a hadith, and here a person in the presence of Rasulullah, and he had a very uncomfortable face, not very good looking. He started nagging. He said, "What is this face that Allah has given to me? For this reason, I will do only my wajib and nothing else more than that. Is this a face that He has given me?" That very moment, Jibreel alayhi salam descends, conveys the salam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to the Prophet, and then says, Allah has conveyed His salam to this person with this uncomfortable face and has said to you, the Prophet, to convey to him that in the hereafter, Allah will bless him with the face of Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel is the chief of staff. He is the best of the angels of Allah, the mediator between Allah and the Prophet in all the revelations, or mediator between Allah and all of the Prophets. Says, for that one shortfall which I gave him in this world, he will be blessed with the face of Jibreel in the hereafter. He says, if that's the case, I will do all I can and let none of these ahkam, the commandments of Allah, will ever be neglected by me. So this is how Allah compensates. If there is a shortfall here in this world, His compensation and grace and mercy in the hereafter is different. Now, if our opinion in tests and trials changes in this world and becomes as such, we will become thankful. If you look into the tragedy of Karbala, and after Karbala, when this caravan of light was brought to the presence of Yazid, rahmatullahi alayhi, and there they say that, addressing to Hazrat Zainab alayha salam, that how did you see what Allah did to you? She replies that ma ra'aytu illa jameela, that whatever I saw was beautiful. So that is the high iman which she possesses. Not does she complain, but she is thankful to whatever has befallen on her and says that whatever I saw was beautiful. Now this is something which we learn from Ziyarat Ashura. Throughout this Ziyarat Ashura, we've got all those laams, those salams, there's this pleading, there's this cursing. And when we finish that ziyarat, the teaching is that you bow down in sajda and say, Allahumma lak alhamdu hamd al-shakirin. That is, we thank Allah, we praise, that all praise belongs to you. That is how we have to be thankful to Allah. One of the devotees of Imam al-Asr, Ajjalallahu ta'ala alajal shaykh, is Wahshi Baqi. He loves Imam so much. It so happens that he, due to a stroke, is paralyzed, couldn't move, couldn't walk. None of his actions, day-to-day tasks, was possible for him to perform. So someone who has been afflicted with such a disease, with such a pain, normally he complains. Now this devotee and lover of Imam al-Asr, when people used to come and ask him, how are you? Instead of nagging and complaining, you'll be happy. I have seen. Just ask you, how are you? They start listing, itemizing all the pains they have. That is bad. And there are people, they might be filled with pains, but they never utter a word. Not even one. Here, when Wahshi Baqi was inquired as to how are you, he says, how better can I be? There are people who are looking after me, there are people massaging me, there are people washing me, feeding me, cleaning me. I don't have to do anything, everything is done for me. So that is how a person becomes thankful despite he is in such a lot of pain. One of the other things which covers the wrong that we have done It's the performing of wajibat. Wajibat means everything which is mandatory, like prayers, like fast, like hajj, zakat, homes, doing good to parents, doing good to each other, services, everything. All this is wajib. Here, the teaching is that all the good that you do, which is wajib, that automatically it covers the wrong you have done. That is how Allah works in this beautiful way. In Surah Al-Qaf, in the 6th ayah and the 7th ayah, there says that أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا. That is, Allah says that, don't you look at the skies, how we have built it, how we have made it. There isn't any flaw in it, there isn't any defect in it. Or look into the earth, how we have spread out everything, mountains everywhere, all that beauty, everything is present. Says the creation at large, if you look into it, that can become your ustad, that can become a mentor of yours. And by looking at this great creation of Allah, this creation itself will become a mentor of ours. So Quran is a mentor for someone who has prepared himself in understanding these realities and facts. And this month of Ramadan, it's that study circle, it is that classroom where we can easily educate ourselves and look into ourselves what shortfalls we have. Now sometimes we find that people, out of all of this package of deen that Allah has given to us, they pick and choose some. Some just say, I'll do the prayers, not fast, it's too long. Some say we'll stick to the dress code, everything else will lag. Some say hajj we can't do, it's too mushkil, very difficult. We can't go in that mall, millions of people surrounding them. Homes, it's tough to pay. Zakat, we don't give. So there are things that people, they pick and choose from the package of deen. But in reality, it isn't as such that if someone picks and chooses one or a few items from all of these wajibat, he can make up. No, he cannot. Now it's all these wajibat that Allah has given to us, they act like different vitamins that we need for this human body. You can't just have just vitamin C all the time. You need A, B, C, D, you need sunlight, you need heat, you need cold, everything is required. The same way, in deen, the deen has to be taken as a whole, as a package. Everything which Allah has said has to be done. Whatever He said, no, not has to be done. It should not be done. مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever the Prophet has given to you, you do it. Now, these wajibah, each one of them is unique and none of them can take the place of the other. One of the common effects of all of these wajibah is takfir. That is, you say your prayers, it covers the wrong that was done. We observe the fasts, the wrong that is done, it will be covered. The same thing is with hajj, zakat and everything. All of these ahkam, the more they are done, the wrong that was done will be covered. Quran says, وَأَقِمِ السَّلَاةِ تَرَفَيَ النَّهَارِ وَزُلْفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Quran says that keep up prayer in the two parts of the day. You've got prayers in the morning, you've got prayers in the evening at night. And then says towards the morning, a little bit before the morning, also say those prayers. Now what is the effect of these prayers? These are the words of Quran. We are talking about takfir, how Allah covers. He says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. That is, these hasanat which you will do. Prayers are hasanat. Fasting is hasanat. Hajj is hasanat. Reciting of Quran is hasanat. Says, by these good things which you will do, the wrong of yours will be covered. The wrong of yours will be erased. That is how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala works in this beautiful way. That is a special grace towards the mu'mineen. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ الذِّكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. This is a reminder for those who remember. A person, he was saying his prayers in the presence of Rasulullah. He said his prayers, Rasulullah was offering his prayers. And then he says to the Prophet that I've committed sins and I don't know how to seek forgiveness for that. Rasulullah did not reply. He asked the same question once again, that Ya Rasulullah, these sins that I have committed, how do I get them forgiven? How do I erase them? Rasulullah said, this prayer which you just offered, that has erased it. Just the prayer that he had offered, he said, that has automatically erased the wrong that you had done. So that is how Allah, his special grace towards the mu'mineen is. Or for example, here says the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says someone who performs a wuzu, just this wuzu which we do for the prayers, he says that this one wuzu which you perform, which you have performed to say your prayers, it sheds the sins. And the report says he shook a branch of a tree, all the leaves they fell, and says like the falling of these leaves, the wrong that we have done are fallen, are erased, are removed by that one wuzu. So that is why we find in these riwayat that al-wuzu nurun, wuzu it's light, it's nur. Now someone who had that wuzu and it hours and hours passed and he did not have to renew his wuzu, says you do another wuzu, al-wuzu. On a wuzu it's nurun ala nur, it's nur on another nur. So all that special grace of Allah. Once Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam in the mosque, he asks the Mu'mineen present, says which ayah from among the ayat of Quran, 6600 odd ayat are there, says out of so many ayat, which one of these ayat gives you the maximum amount of hope? Everyone said something. Someone said, a person if he aloofs himself, distances from shirk, that is something which increases the hope. Someone said repentance, for example, tawbah, that will increase the hope. Imam in reply says, there's one ayah which provides the maximum amount of hope to an individual. Says, what is that? Aqim is salat tarafay al-nahar, the same ayah that we recited. That is, keep up your prayers towards the two sides, two parts of the day. Inna al-hasanat yudhibna al-sayyat. That hasanat which you do, the good which you will do, that will erase and wash away all the wrong that you have done. Now if you look into this concept of tawbah that we have, tawbah means repentance. A person has to repent. And there are these ahadith which say that if a person commits a sin, say if you intend to do good, it's already recorded. And if you do that good, it will be multiplied by 10 times. If someone does wrong, a sin he committed, says that sin will not be registered. A grace period of 7 hours will be given to that individual. Says in those 7 hours, if he repents, says, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim al-Jalal wal-Ikram wa atubu ilayhi, says that wrong that which he had committed, it will not be registered. That is that grace of Allah. Now if you look into this concept of the prayers that we have, in normal circumstances where the days and nights are average, says if you say your prayers immediately within 7 hours, you've got Zuhr. You say your Zuhrain, in about 7 hours you've got your Maghrib prayers. After Maghrib, in about 7 hours you've got another set of prayers. So there is this 7-8 floating all around the day. Quran says, you say your prayers, your wrong will be removed. The same thing is with the teachings of Masumeen, that they say that prayers they remove. So whatever a person he offers his prayers, that takes the fact that plays as the factor of takfir, which is covers the wrong an individual has done. And that is the beauty of this verse of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One of the other factors which plays a part in takfir, in covering the wrong, it's doing good to parents. Parents, no matter who they are, whether they are Muslims or not, whether they are kafir, whether they have served us or not. Because even these, when it comes to parents, the more services provided by the parent, huquq also increase. Now, assuming that the parents haven't done anything for the child, nothing, just given birth, and after that they haven't taken care of him, they haven't sent him to school, no food, no clothing, nothing at all. Despite all that, says, because he is a parent of yours, he has rights. Now, if that parent had provided to you food and drink, a top up on that right. If that parent taught you deen, another top up. If they educated to you, another right. So the more services provided by the parents, in addition to the main right, which is the parent themselves, they have so many rights which increase. Here says that if you do good to your parents, regardless of the services they have provided, says doing good to your parents will automatically cover the wrong that you have done. Hadith says that al-barakatu ma'al akabir, that by the presence of the elderly, barakat of Allah ta'ala is present over them. By the mere presence of those elderly. So the general rule is that our actions are stored in the right of the creation of this creation of Allah, which is said as malakuts or a'la indiki. And the wrong that we do, it is towards the left of this creation, which is known as sijjin in Quran. So, when a person does good throughout his life, all of a sudden it may so happen he comes to a point and does something wrong. That wrong will wash away all the good that was done. For example, God forbid, someone lived a life as a Muslim. Towards the end of his life, he becomes a kafir. So no matter how much good he had done throughout his life, all that good is gone. That is known as tarki amal. That is, all the good that he had done, it's gone. Takfir is right on the opposite side. That is, the wrong that was done due to some good which has taken place in our life, the wrong is covered by that one good. One of the other factors which covers this wrong of an individual is hijrat. And during the time of Rasulullah, they migrated from Mecca to Medina. The time they were living in was tense. All this loot and plunder, killing, looting, and all this defamation, what and what not. So it was a tough time on Muslims at that time. Ayah is revealed. فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي وَقَاتَلُوا وَقُتِلُوا لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. That is, due to the pains they saw, the pains of migration, the pains of killing, the pains of looting, the pains of all these atrocities and afflictions, says, as a result of that, لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ, I will remove all the wrong that they had done. And that says, I will definitely make them enter my heaven. Because of the pain which they had to bear in this field of Iman and Deen. So, when it comes to takfir, that has to how Allah covers, there has to be something in us so that we can benefit from this special grace of Allah. For example, it was mentioned yesterday, when a shaheed dies and the first drop of his blood drops to the ground, Allah says, I will forgive all the wrong that he has done. But sometimes we find that there are sins which become a hindrance even to in accepting the special bonuses. For example, during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of his sahabi is Maaz bin Jabal. This sahabi of Rasulullah is martyred. Here Rasulullah comes to lead his funeral services, lays him to rest in his grave, and now the grave is to be covered. Mother of Maaz, she comes by the grave and says to her son that, glad tidings to you, good news to you, that the heaven, it's certain and it's guaranteed for you. Rasulullah says, why do you say that? Are you giving up heaven? She says, died in the way of Allah, was martyred, and you performed the funeral services, you prayed on him. Rasulullah says, regardless, he is being punished right now. And the reason for his punishment was that he was ill-mannered towards his wife and children. He was harsh towards them. So sometimes we find that these wrongs that we have in our life, they become a hindrance even in attracting that special grace. So we have to be very careful that it's exactly like these viruses that we get in the system. No matter how many softwares you want to load on that computer, it will never accept. That virus has to be removed. So unless you remove that virus, or the best of the viruses, they will never, software, they will never work. So tawbah, repentance, it covers the wrong that a person has done throughout his life, and that is takfir. And when we talk about tawbah, even in tawbah, we find that a person, he returns to Allah, comes back to Allah, and he attracts the special grace and mercy of Allah to the Father. In one of the riwayat, we find that on the Day of Judgment, this is how beautiful Allah, He is towards the mu'mineen. Quran says, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Towards the mu'mineen, Allah, He is Rahim. Special mercy towards the mu'mineen. Mu'mineen are those who believe in the oneness of God, who believe in the Day of Judgment, who believe in the Imamah, in the justice of Allah and in the Risala. The five fundamentals. Have faith in those five fundamentals, a person will be classified as a mu'min. And this mu'min has that special attraction from Allah. Says on the Day of Judgment, a mu'min will be brought to the presence of Allah. Now there, this accountability, taking an account, it's a one-to-one. It's Allah taking the account from this moment. Even Rasulullah has no access to the account of this person. So Allah is taking an account from this moment. Rasulullah also cannot see what is happening between the two. Allah shows the wrong this person did throughout his life. Upon seeing the wrong performance, he is ashamed, defamed in the presence of God. Then Allah says, because of that iman of yours, I will cover all that wrong. And Anaya says, I will compensate it, change it to good. That is that special grace of Allah. And it's the first few days of the sacred month of Ramadan. We have to enhance this hope in Allah, the Prophet of Allah. Regardless of what the past is, each one of us, we know what we have done. Whatsoever we have done, sincerely, we come to Allah, talk to Him, that Allah, we have returned to You. Whatsoever we did bad, we have come back to You. There is no other place to run away from You. وَلَا يُمْكِنُ الْفَرَارُ مِنْ حُكُومَتِهِ. That is, from this rule of yours, we cannot run away, we cannot flee away. So if you look into what happens here in the Western world, for example, because it's the easiest applicable, people, they think that if they lose job, for example, or if they fail in their universities, or something, the prices of the property, they drop less than 50%. They say, we cannot bear the pain. It's better to commit suicide. Or the easiest thing what happens to them is that they get into that depression mode. Why? It's because of that lack of iman. Depression is not for mu'mineen. Depression, we have got so many other types of people, it deserves them better, not mu'mineen. So immediately getting into this depression mode because we lost a job, immediately getting into this depression mode because we have lost an X amount of money, or failed the university, that's bad, it's horrible. Hope has to be there. We fail today, it doesn't matter, we pass tomorrow. One of the ulama, and he was quite a dumb student of his time. He couldn't understand whatever his teacher used to say. Even the simplest things when were told to him, he never understood. Once he comes to the mosque in Damascus, and in those days they had these marble pillars, glazed marble pillars. And one of these insects, it comes and it wants to get onto the pillar near the light, near the roof. And he says that the height of that pillar was about 14 meters. He says that I sat and I saw this little insect, it climbed the pillar a few centimeters first. Because it was glazed, it fell down. Says, I counted until further time, a few hundred times. It tried, and after all those hundreds of attempts, it reached the rooftop. That is hope. So mu'min has to have that hope. Says, Wakan bil mu'mineen rahima. Towards mu'mineen, I have got that special grace. Now, if you look into all of these ayat and riwayat that we have from Masumeen, says that, for example, in Surah Al-Fath, there is a checklist. That is, we want the wrong that we have done to be covered. And we sincerely intend that, Allah, we want you to cover all the wrong that we have done, and we repent, we have come back to you. Now the checklist here, which is mentioned by the Holy Prophet, he says that, yesterday it was mentioned, أَتَّائِبُ مِنَ الزَّنْبَ كَمَنْدَ الزَّنْبَهَا, that someone who has repented is as if he has no sin at all. We cannot say, now if you look at this beautiful concept that we have, when a person dies and the funeral prayers of that individual are to be said, we don't know how that person lived. We may have seen lots of sins from him. But the adab, the teaching that we have is that, اللهم إنا لا نعلم منه إلا خيرا. That we do not know anything from this person but good. That you have to cover the wrong that he has done. And when 40 people participate in such a funeral prayers where the Imam is saying that we do not know anything but good from this individual, and 40 people have participated in that congregation, Hadith says, if 40 witnesses are there which say that this is a good person, Allah is ashamed to punish him. That is the beautiful grace. We have no right to defame each other, to taunt each other. These are the teachings. Now here, Rasulullah has this checklist. Says that if one repented, but his worship did not increase. That is, if for example, I am worshipping daily 15 minutes, and there was a lot of wrong, and I repented. Says, I have repented. After this repentance, this 15 minutes of my prayers must increase to at least 20, 25. That is a sign of that I have repented. Or if no, the time was okay, the quantity of my prayers was good. Says, if the quantity was good and you have repented, the quality has to increase. That is, your prayers, they have to carry that better weight in it. Says that if the appearance, your looks, during the time of your sinning, they were different, now that you have repented, says the looks, the appearance has to change. If it was a dress code which didn't resemble the dress code of Mu'mineen, dress code has to be something which befits Mu'mineen now. And then says, if you have repented, but your same group of friends, it is the same, means that repentance is not right. The friends also have to change. If my desires during the time of my sinning, period of my sinning, were different, now that I have repented and I want Allah to cover all the wrong that I have done, say the desires also have to change. And then my inner self has to change. And then that zahir of mine, that batin of mine, both of them have to be compatible to each other. It has to change from what it used to be. If you look into Surah Al-Fat, a beautiful surah, like every other surah of Quran, says, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbik wa ma ta'akhkhar wa yutimma ni'matahu alayka wa yahdiyaka siratan mustaqima wa yansuraka Allah nasran azizah. That as a result of that repentance that Allah that we have shown and we have returned to Allah Jalla wa Ala. He says that I will give you a tranquil heart, a heart which is at rest. No matter what happens in your life, no matter what type of turbulence comes to your life, you will find that your heart is at rest. Always at rest. In addition to this, he says that I will increase your iman. That is, you avail a little bit in yourself, he says, I will top it up. I will multiply it by many folds and a lot. Now this creation at large, everything that we find in this creation of Allah, they are the soldiers of Allah, the Baraka wa Ta'ala. If you look back into history in 30 years from now, in that incident of Tabas, now what happened? We had a superpower on one side, they had sent the best of their equipment. Why? To fight Allah. Now what does he do with just a little bit of a dust? He spreads that dust and the two thick light and everything falls apart. Mission failed. Everything in this grand creation of Allah, they are the soldiers of Allah. And here Allah, the author of Tafsir al-Mizan, he says that Allah Ta'ala in Quran says that mankind, you remember me. I always remember you. That remembrance from Allah's side is present, but that remembrance from our side, it is absent. We have to activate that remembrance towards Allah Ta'ala from our side. May Allah Ta'ala help us in understanding this concept of takfir, and inshallah we will continue this tomorrow. So
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
Returning to the wasiyya of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, we find that here Amir al-Mu'mineen, he addresses his son Imam Mustafa and says that وَجَدْتُكَ بَعْضِي بَلْ وَجَدْتُكَ كُلْتِي. That Hassan, I find you that you are part of me. Not part of me, but you are all of me. And then says حَتَّى كَأَنَّ شَيْئًا لَوْ أَصَابَكَ أَصَابَكَ. It is as if something hits you or something befalls on you, it has fallen on you. That is, if you are in pain, I am in pain. And then says, وَحَتَّى كَأَنَّ الْمَوْتِ لَوْ أَتَاكَ أَتَانِ. And if you were to die, it is not you who are dying, Hassan, it is me who is dying. And then Imam says, based upon this, I have got an advice for you, and he starts with that wasiyya. And the first few points which he mentions in this wasiyya, first of all, is that taqwa Allah, says that observe the taqwa of Allah in all walks of life. وَعِمَارَةَ قَلْبِكَ بِذِكْرِهِ. And this heart of yours, you have to develop it, how? With the remembrance of Allah. That this heart has to constantly remember Allah Jalla wa Ala. Or that hadith says that qalbul mu'min arshur rahman, that the heart of a mu'min is the throne of Allah Ta'ala. And in this heart, only Allah has to rule. Whatever he says has to be done, whatever he says, no, it shouldn't be done. That is that heart of a mu'min. And that says wal i'tisam bihablih, and then you get hold of that habl, in Arabic means rope, cord. That cord of his. وَأَيُّ سَبَبٍ أَوْسَقُ مِنْ سَبَبٍ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ. And then Imam says, is there anything stronger, more reliable than this cord and this rope of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that if you cling to it? And it was mentioned that the best of the qualities which a person can possess is that taqwa, and taqwa is the basis, basic criteria that Imam mentions over here. But if you look back into Quran, many a times, we did mention a little bit of this in this topic of takfir, that sometimes people, when they fell into this depression mode and they commit suicide, they say that if we commit suicide, bearing the pain of this one death, it's easier for us than what is going to happen in this world. what is going to happen in this world is nothing. A person, he may live for a few more decades, a few more years, and after that his death will come. But someone who dies in this negative death, he is making himself forgetful of what is going to unfold on him in Barzakh. The pains of Barzakh, the pains of Qiyamah, they are much more severe. They cannot be compared to the pains of this world. So that is how, now here, those who get into this depression mode and then die a death in this world, and they think that there is nothing beyond here. Quran says that on in the hellfire, وَنَادُ يَا مَالِكْ لِيَقْضِيَ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ, that is addressing to Malik. Malik is the gatekeeper of the hell. They would say that all this punishment which they will see due to the wrong they did in this dunya, addressing Malik, they would say that, can you ask Allah to kill us? That is, in that hellfire, they would ask Malik to mediate, to ask Allah to kill them. And in reply, they would be said, innakum maqisoon, no death here. Innakum maqisoon, you will stay here forever. We believe that a person has been created forever. And this eternity of an individual, it's either in the hell or the heaven. There is no midway. So if a person was a mu'min, he will be in the heaven. If a person was a non-mu'min, he will be in the hell. So if it was a mu'min and there was wrong in his existence, either due to these problems and afflictions that we have in our life, the wrong which he has done will be removed. And if the wrong was too much, that individual will be given a painful death. And if he is not purified even by that painful death, he sees his punishment in Barzakh until he is purified. And if, God forbid, the wrong that he had done in this world was so heavy, then he will have to see the punishments in the hell. And only then, when he is purified, he will be sent to the heaven. Because at-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin, Jannah, the heaven, is tayyib, it's all pure and attracts only purity. Someone with any bit of wrong in him, he will never enter in the heaven unless he is purified. And the basic criteria that is required for this purity is that Iman and Imam are those five fundamentals that we have to possess. And then Imam says that Hasan, you have to possess, cling to the cord of Allah. اِعْتِسَامْ بِحَبْلِلَّهِ, that is, you have to get hold of this cord of Allah. Even if you look into Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, in this ayat al-Kursi which we recite, says فَقَدْ اِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى, that is, someone who gets hold of this cord. وُثْقَى in Arabic means a handle. Now a handle which we want to get hold of, it has to be strong enough that can help me out. If that handle was weak, then definitely I will drown. Sometimes we find that we get hold of things which are not strong enough, but that make us drown. And for that we find in Quran says that إِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبِيُوتَ بَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ, that is, the weakest of all the houses that you can see are the spider webs. It looks nice, it looks strong. You get hold of it, it will fall apart and it will never help you out. Wuthqa is that handle which is strong, which is firm. If you hold on to it, you can be safe. So, we have to hold something which is strong. Now what is this wuthqa? It's Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wuthqa is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hurwat wuthqa. Qurwatul Wuthqa are the imams, all of them are Qurwatul Wuthqa, that we get hold of them and that will find us salvation. Oftentimes we find in Al-I'tisam bil Quran, that is also Wuthqa, that is, if you get hold of Quran, that is, but not only just Quran, as we find the others, they took hold of Quran, they left aside Ahlul Bayt, which is as if they didn't hold any one of them. We believe that Rasulullah, based upon that hadith, that inni tarikum feekum mustaqalain, that he has left behind two heavy, what are they? One is Quran, the other is Ahlul Bayt. The two of them are Urwatul Wusqa. You get hold of both of them, strongly hold on to them, you will find salvation. Without them, it is impossible. Without them, it is devastation. So with Ahlul Bayt, and even if you want to know Tawheed of Allah Jalla Ta'ala, without Ahlul Bayt, it is impossible. In that glorious hadith, which is the chain of the golden chain, there Imam says that Kalimatu la ilaha illallah hisni. That is, you say, Allah says that la ilaha illallah is my fort. Okay? فَمَنْ دَخَلَ حِسْنِي أَمِنَ مِنْ عَذَابِي. Whosoever says that la ilaha illallah has entered this fort, and someone who has entered this fort of Allah, أَمِنَ مِنْ عَذَابِي, will be protected from the wrath, from the punishment. Now, punishment is that hellfire. Now here Imam says, بِشَرْتِهَا وَشُرُوتِهَا وَأَنَا مِنْ شُرُوتِهَا. Just saying la ilaha illallah will not find you salvation. Says there is a condition attached to it. And that condition is the concept of imamah. Without imamah, even that la ilaha illallah is incomplete. You want to know Allah, you have to get through that channel, the path of imamah. Bikum fataha Allah, bikum yakhtim. That is, through the imams, Allah opened everything. Through the imams, Allah will close everything. If rain falls, it is because of them. If the sky doesn't fall, it is because of them. So that whole concept of imamah has to be understood. And with that concept of imamah, you say, La ilaha illallah, you will find salvation. So here, Imam then comes to the different moods and manners of the heart, inshallah, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma adkhil ala ahli al-qubur al-surur. Allahumma aghni kulla faqir. Allahumma ashbi' kulla jan. Allahumma aksu kulla riyan. Allahumma qdi bayna kulli madin. Allahumma farraj an kulli makruh. Allahumma rudda kulla gharib. Allahumma fukka kulla asir. Allahumma aslih kulla fasid min umur al-muslimin. Allahumma shfi kulla marid. Allahumma shfi kulla marid. اللهم اشف كل مريض. اللهم عجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان.